the love that the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
In the land of the living. If we lose you, if we lose our value for you, our reference for you, if we lose our all for you, then we are done for. If we did not know this path at all, it was better than for us to know this path and then not value you. May it never happen to us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Lord, our hearts are full of expectations this morning. Lord, you will have your way. In the name of Jesus, make us better. Heal the sick and let the oppressed go free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Praise the Lord. Please welcome somebody beside you. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the camera. Thank you. You know, if you think preaching is glamorous, then go and ask pastor. Or you go and ask pastor's wives. They will let you know that a 40-minute message can take your whole night. So it can take days. So if you think, those guys are just fine, just holding the microphone and preaching, come and take the microphone. And you see that, except a man is stupid, and he just wants the world to see him. Because for everything you see, they will come and check you. You finish preaching like this, same thing you preach will face you at work tomorrow. Hallelujah. The devil is a bad devil. He's a devil, but he's not just a devil. He's a bad one. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate this house this morning. I want to thank Pastor for the opportunity. I want to thank Pastor Pelo for the exemplary life of faith. Maybe you don't want it, but I want it. That it's still a point of something for me. That he came to town. He tells us he came to town without everything has turned upside down. And in how many years, God is building him again. You can talk about this thing, though. Keep talking. Some people will keep doing it. Praise God. I don't want to be a talker. James said the people that are blessed are not those who talk it. He said they are the ones who what? And Paul said you should follow the examples of these people's faith. Pastor Eboye once said that if redeemed comes today and they say everything you have is our own, we are taking it. He said, give me just a short time. He said, let them take everything, the car, everything, they have everything. He said, by the time I bust out at the other side, he said, I'm full again. That's the life we are called to. It's from here we live it, not from outside. The better we learn it, the faster we learn it, the better for us. And that's going to form the basis of what I'm going to talk about. A well was open. It's been open since Sunday. On Thursday, God, Sobelo did a lot of work. Actually, sir, there's a book I've been trying to write since last year. I left it. I picked it up again after that testimony you gave. And this year, I must publish it. So I don't know what you have also kept aside. I don't know what's wrong with us. Something is wrong. We have become very passive. And I don't know who taught us that. I don't know who told us. We have become so very passive, and my fear is that my students right now that I teach cannot be better than me. Do you understand? My students in the university that I teach now cannot be better, except they go and develop themselves somewhere, or they get some mentor somewhere who can help them. I can only give them what I have. In other words, if I am strong, I will raise a strong generation. If I am weak, I am likely to raise a weaker generation. That's the way it runs. and you're going to run into barbed wire if you produce a weaker generation, that generation produce a weaker one. With time, God will start looking for people to, God will have no choice than to go and call those thugs out there. God will go and call them and start all over again. And then you now find, you know, it's easy to say, oh, we have read the story of William Branham and all those guys, and we have seen those guys. Somebody was talking to me last Sunday that I don't like the way they live. They made mistakes and all that. I said, keep quiet. Keep quiet. What are your own? Have you faced yours? Many of those people, God picks them because of the need of the hour. And any time that happens, it will take the grace of God to sustain such a move. Because somewhere, somehow, God had to pick them and use them to fill up the vacuum. What did he tell that servant in that part? He said, go out there. He said, go and call them, the lame, the blind, go and bring them. And among them, there was one person who felt he didn't need wedding clothes. So when people are called like that, you find people who take it for granted. Do you understand what I'm saying? They will take it for granted because they went to call them to come and eat. They went to call them to come and partake because it was on emergency level. And that's why we need to talk to ourselves. Actually, I would have loved to talk about some very big things today, but let us trash out some of these things so that our hearts can be strong. Our hearts can be strong. When Paul said that, when the Hebrew church, when he said that, when people are supposed to be teachers, people still need somebody to still teach you. See, it was not because Paul couldn't go on to the bigger things. It was because, why will you repeat? Is it because you cannot go to primary 5, they repeat primary 4? It's not primary 4 because you failed primary 4. They can still carry you and take you to primary 5. Am I lying? Can't they take you there now? You will not perform. If they will now want to help you, they will package you to GS1. So all those simple mathematics, you know, I it's funny, I teach in class, and I'm teaching physics, and then I do some cross multiplication. Change yourself to formula, and I find the 100-level student, sir, how did you do that thing? I'm like, God, did you write jam? That's the problem we are in right now. Ordinary change of subject of formula, things that they will teach us inside Lacombe. You remember Lacombe? If you use that book, Lacombe and all those things, things that they will teach us, you know, those are things that you will spend your time doing. Finding LCM, you know, if you want to put some people in trouble, do 1 plus 3 over 5. Just don't find LCM. Just do 1 plus 3 over 5 and write the answer. They will tell you, sir, 1 plus 3 over 5. How did you get the answer? I'm like, what? And I tell them, see, I am not the one. It's not at this level I should be teaching you this. Because you will slow me down. So Paul, whoever wrote Hebrews, realized that those people did not even pass in the fundamentals. So they had no choice than to what? To go back again. So as long as we don't pass in the fundamentals, we have no choice than to always what? Because God will shut you from going up because you will create problems for him. And then you now become one who needs milk. And not what? Not the strong meat of the word. So it's not as if the person writing could not start talking about Melchizedek the way we wanted to talk about it. Like in our days, we talk about so many things that we don't even understand. And people will hear it and say, Let's read Mark chapter 12. Sorry, I just want us to get, if we get this one right, God will not be afraid to invest his power inside you. The reason why God is even scared, God is scared of some of you because if he gives you, you will just walk away. What kind of law? one wife si ola o pe boy to wa fun power lanoda ah inde sari o ti rin wa mo bi ko ti lo o ti gba fe lo o ti la Abuja o ti wo moto like Jonah. But you know that Jonah's work with Jonah. Yes, today there are those guys are Christians today in present day Iraq. They are a very small community. Though it's Eastern Christianity, there's a small persecuted community, Nineveh, the Assyrians. They are still there. They still exist. When I read it, I was like, wow, so Jonah was only angry for nothing. His work survived. Just go and check present day Assyrians. Go and check. They are somewhere in Iraq, small community. They are being persecuted. They are facing persecution right now, and they are standing. So share with Jonah. So don't yap Jonah again. Mark 12, 28 to 30. From verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reason together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? 29. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. The last thing there is what I'm particular about. And with all thy strength. I thought Jesus was going to delete the strength away, because we're coming into the New Testament, where you really will naturally feel that you really don't need to serve God with your strength anymore. It's in the spirit. Get that spirit. You know, now when I do hand like this, Jesus said, yes, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But Jesus, though the Matthew version didn't add strength to it, but the Mark version did. And I know Jesus must have said this. Because if he didn't say it, the Holy Ghost must have looked for a way to expunge it. But he left it there. He says you will serve him not only with your heart, not only with your soul, not only with your mind, but you are supposed to also serve him with your strength. One thing we don't realize, like I said, the well was open. Now we're going to talk about the fact that it's still faith. Everything I'm going to talk about here this morning is still faith. I'm talking on the subject of faith. And Pastor said something last Sunday, and when he was quoting that place, when those men brought their friend and they let him in through the roof and brought him down, and the Bible says Jesus seeing their faith. Paul also was preaching somewhere. He saw a man that was lame, and then the Bible says when Paul saw that the man had faith to be healed. Okay? I'm just concerned for my generation. You see, happened here this morning, people were being prayed for when they brought their tithes, and I was looking at them. They were hardly saying amen. And I'm like, what has gone wrong? Like, they have told us, you know, it's just about the internal thing, you know. But the truth is that there is more that God wants to give you than you have capacity to receive. We must understand that truth. There's more that God wants to give than you have capacity to what? Even the eternal life. Some of us don't even believe it to the fullest. Yes, you believe that Jesus has died, he has cleaned our sins. But when we tell you that it is possible to live a life without sin, you say, sure, possible. Then do you believe? It means that Jesus' sacrifice was where? Was in vain. Alright? So there's so much God has in stock, so much God wants to release and God wants to give. But somewhere, somehow, we feel that I think Pastor Bello was mentioning some things on Thursday, if I can remember. Okay, it was the story of that woman that went to the prophet. And be in 2 Kings chapter 4 that we were considering. And she went to the prophet and she followed instructions and she got results. And then Jehoshaphat said, was telling the people that you should believe the Lord your God, you'll be established. If you believe his prophets, you are going to do what? You are going to prosper. Now there are certain things that my generation has thrown away. My generation has thrown away reverence. My generation has thrown away, you know, there's this, like we said this morning, there's this thing like me and him, we are equal. We are equal now. It's just fortunate that he's a pastor. Do you understand? So when he's praying for you, you don't see it as a big thing. Look special. Let me just drop this offering and go. When I drop it, I have dropped it from my heart. So God will answer. I really don't need his blessing. But the God who set up Aaron and said that Aaron, in this way you are going to bless Israel. You think he didn't see them when they brought their offering? Hallelujah. You think God didn't see them? They brought they have brought it from their hearts now. Maybe they should just return home and say, God would have given my offering, I've fulfilled the commandment. But God said it doesn't end there. Aaron should what? Proclaim a blessing over you. Because when you talk about faith, faith has a level of aggression inside you. Faith has a level of aggression, it has a level of consciousness. You can't be passive with faith. Then it's not faith you have. Maybe you have hope. Because like we are confusing hope for faith. Hope is, Paul said the things that, in Gotha theory, is he just need to hope for it again? So hope, we can, but the means to hope is faith. And faith is the substance of things not seen. So, sometimes when we are passive about things, we are passive about our Christian lives, we are passive about, men like Paul were not passive people. You need to go and know those men. Paul was not passive. You think that is passive? They stone you, beat somebody, Bible says he was, they left him for dead. Believers gathered. The Bible didn't say it was their prayer that woke him up. They just gathered. Then they gathered. The man came back to consciousness and stood up and went back into the same place. Me, I will not go back there. Paul said that it's not pride. He was not priding. He was not prouding. Forgive me. Paul said, I have looked at this whole Asian man. He said, there's no place for me to walk again. Paul was ambitious. Their faith drove them. If your faith is not driving you, then I doubt that you have real faith. If your faith is not driving you, How did Peter put it? Peter, James, I know they must have discussed that matter in one conference. I don't know who taught who. They said, submit yourself under the mighty... That's where some of us stop. Say, I've submitted myself under the mighty hand of God. They now say, resist. Do you need to resist the devil again? After you have submitted yourself, where? It means that even Satan, after you have even so-called submitted yourself, Satan can still lie to you. It's possible. So he said, whom you should resist, where? Steadfast in the faith. We have said it many times here that the devil is a lawless person. He doesn't know boundaries. He only knows restrictions. He doesn't know boundaries. For more boundaries. If you open your door, somebody says, he has no place he sleeps. Anywhere they open door for him that night, that's where we enter and sleep. Did you get that, Jesus? That Satan has no house. He said, but any house where, at least there must be one house where they will open their door that day. So there we enter and we what? He will sleep. He says, resist him. So if your Christianity is passive, if some of us are so spiritually conscious that you really don't understand what spiritual warfare is. When Israel was fighting Amalek and fighting Moab and all those nations, you think God was interested in physical land? Who was pushing Israel to fight those nations? Who was pushing Israel to fight those nations? Who was backing Israel up to fight those nations? You think, who is occupying the land now? Is it not Palestinians that are occupying that land now? So if it was a land God was interested in, God would have preserved it with every pant of blood in his body. But God, he was not interested in the land. It was a heavenly warfare. They were only, the earth was only a battleground. Why Israel, what did it mean when Moses lifted up his hand, Israel was winning? When his hand dropped, Israel was losing. You think that was mere? Listen to me. If God says there is this tambourine he wants to give you, if Satan knows that God wants to give you ordinary biro, if Satan knows that that biro is coming from God to you, Satan will resist it. Because he suspects, he can't trust God again, because God dealt with him at the cross, so he can't trust him. Do you get that? Because he knows that there's so much infinite wisdom in him, God can kill him with ordinary biro. So you now wonder, so when you don't leave all those matters, and you say, me, I'm not pursuing, you leave those matters, I'm sorry for you, because even your sonship is tied with those things. It's not in heaven you become son, it's there. They will test you in your working place, they will test you with wealth, they will test you with money. Those are the things that will come, they will look at and say, I lay it ready, let's confine. They don't confer sonship on you because you are hearing. What has that got to do with God? They have not proved you. Or prove where. So if you don't see the place of your, I'm not teaching you to be earthly now. Paul has told us that our affection should be above, and I think there's no issue about that one. If you still have any issue with that one, you can see us, we'll talk to you. Paul has said that Christ is resurrected, is at the right hand of the Father, so our affections should be there. But your earthly is important also. It is important. You can't close your eyes to the realities around you. Some of us have lost track of realities around us. And you know, Satan too, he has a level, a measure of God's wisdom on his inside. Satan does not just want to attack your child. There's something he's looking for. So if you allow your child to be attacked, you allow your family to be ravished, he is going somewhere. Have you found people? I just got thinking about even small things as that you pray and you receive answers can anchor you for life. If a man like that man in Ijebu, that disciplinarian, if Sholari had had the opportunity of that single prayer he prayed about his twin brother, maybe the man would have been one of the greatest Christians alive. So if you joke with asking and receiving a loan, it can cost you anything. The man became an atheist for life. Satan's to Ojokoti, Satan sat down with him. Satan breathed on that thing. I don't know how many preachers who tried to break that thing. The thing did not break. I know many people would have tried to preach to him. I know Pastor Kumuyi would have gone to him to preach to him. But I know Pastor Kumuyi was a student in that school. What a normal man and father there. And even as a preacher, I want to believe that Pastor Kumuyi must have gone to him. Nobody was able to break it. Why? He prayed one day and said, God, this is my twin brother. He's sick. Please, heal my brother. Don't let him die. The boy died. The man swore that day not to follow God again. And he didn't follow God. And I tell you, if you look at that man's righteous life, when you mean righteous, you know, I'm not talking about... So because of that, we're not going to say that tongue talking is nonsense. Listen to me. The Bible says that the strength of young men, the glory of young men is their strength. And then the beauty of old men is their what? But we find a situation here where we find young men wanting to behave like old men. Call a walk, man. You ought to behave like an old man. Can't walk. You only be faking it. Hallelujah. Can't walk. That young man, young men run. They do things without first thinking. When I was not married, you can call me any time of the night. I will start running to you. But now, if you call me, I'll first discuss with my wife. And if she says, "Omo, nowhere tonight to proceed," and Lord, now we all pray for you across the field. God, it will be well with you. We will see tomorrow in Jesus' name. So I can tell you that God will preserve you from now till tomorrow morning. Okay? Don't worry. By the time we see tomorrow morning, we will trash out the matter. Hallelujah. But there was a time in that Akumba, that same Akumba, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., the Waka Road. I've seen goats gather before. I don't know what they were doing, whether it's meeting. I have done morning cry one time. I saw one short thing like that. Short, like a carved wood. I just spoke in tongues and power. By the time I looked back, I wasn't seeing the thing again. But I won't move in the night again. You know now, I have 2 children. I won't even move 6 a.m. So if you move 6 a.m., so people can collect your laptop. So I'll wait around to 7. So that everywhere will be bright. My thinking is beginning to work. There are times when I make up my mind, I say, today I just want to spend time to study and pray. But I realize that there's nowhere to hide. In that 3-bedroom flat, there's nowhere to hide. You don't realize that there's nowhere to hide. So you have a choice. Just join them to watch television. Last night I was praying for them to just switch off the TV and go inside and sleep. At some point I was telling them, let's pass in the jealousy, because I couldn't help it. I was studying. They were watching TV. When I study small, what TV small? And I felt there's nowhere to hide. And like Father Ogi said, well, I'm enjoying it. Paul had warned us that these distractions will be there. And we said, Agba. So when it is happening, let's just enjoy it. But as I am still a young man. There are things I should run with. There are things that by my faith, I should achieve. But not just my faith, the faith that the Son of God has imparted into me, the same faith that saved me is supposed to achieve things. I shouldn't sit down and look. Sit down and look and watch Satan kill your child. Watch Satan destroy your marriage. So people think that when we take up such positions, they think we are being understand Bible. They think we don't understand Bible. But I've known that you just have to stand. Stand. There are trends that have to stop. And we have got to move. So when your faith is just the faith of, let's just sing, let's just sit down in church, let's sing. Even in ministry, some of us are supposed to go out there and be good evangelists for the Lord. Some of us, our faith should move us out there and talk to people. Some of us have not even been able to discover what God has for our lives. What is your faith pushing you to do? Is your faith just making you sit in church and warm chair? What is your faith moving you to do? Some of us are in our workplaces and situations are going on, and by that same faith we claim we have, we cannot stand and say, because I am here, this thing cannot hold. It is part of it. It's part of it. Hallelujah. You can't have faith and sit down. That is the summary of what I've come here to tell you today. If you are trusting God for anything, go for it. You know? And let me tell you, sometimes you can pray and the prayer does not come in 1 year, 2 years. Keep praying. Because by the time the answer comes, your reward will not only be that thing you prayed for. Your reward will also be that you have learned how to wait upon the Lord. Say, hope deferred will make you happy. Say, but when the answer will come, said that answer will be a tree of life. What is a tree of life? It's only Christ they use tree of life to represent. Hello? Who is the tree of life? Who is the tree of life? Christ said, I am the vine. People are the branches. Bible says in Revelation that when we get to that new Jerusalem, it said He said, beside that river of life, there will be two trees, and those trees, what would they be doing? They will be bearing 12 manners of fruit. That will be for the. Those trees are still, you are still, that tree in the garden is still that same tree. Hallelujah. We should. Don't be an old person. I know many scriptures out there is for young people. When Ecclesiastes, the preacher was telling us that you should cast your seeds morning, afternoon, and anytime. Except because we don't know which one. That scripture is a young person's scripture. Old men know the seasons. They know when to plant. They know when not to plant. Sure you are hearing me. It's not a scripture for old people. Old people have wisdom. When that young man in the book of Job was talking, he said he realized that there's wisdom with the ancient. They understand when to plant. Right now, it's so bad that in our days, young people don't even know dry season from rainy season. I'm sure if I ask some people here, when is dry season, when is rainy season, they will look at it, they don't know. But there are people who know. They can tell you that this rain that has fallen is not the correct rain. Don't go and plant. If you plant, your seeds will die. But you know what? A young man is the one that still has that, he has that energy, that thing is there. The guy can afford to. The only thing a young man needs to do is to sit under counsel and hear counsel. And I think a good father should also try to temper your energy. A good father should not kill that energy. A good father should only help you tailor it. And say, my love, Sheba. But when you come to a place where all the energy, the drive you have, everything is what? Is killed. I'm telling you, you may not recover for it again in another 15 years. You'll be trying to get up. I am talking to you from experience. If some of the move I carried on campus, I still have it with word now. You two will know. You know the real Pastor G. This is not my real face, so let me tell you. This is not my real face at all. This is not my real face. Go and ask me. Ask us. I'm not trying to be proud. But I have some CV in that town. Go and ask. Prophecy has scattered the service before. People were doing service as big as RCF was. I gave prophecy. Everybody cried and went home. Service ended at that point. No service again. All of our ESCO member, everybody was crying and going home. Some of those things are still there. How I wish we had had people to help us tailor it well. Hallelujah. We are trying to get some of those things back. Some of us, we need to go and do heavy fasting for some of those things to come back. Heavy one. We have to take leave. Go and do heavy fasting. Part of those things we have left are the issue of fasting and praying. Setting time aside to seek the Lord. Okay? We cannot do passive faith. The Lord did not do passive faith. He knew what he was looking for. He was heading for the cross. And anything that tried to stop him, it stopped everything that tried to stop him. Even when his disciples said, oh God, you cannot go ahead and die, he looked at him and called them Satan. Oh, Syria, oh, Lejubelo. If somebody speaks an evil word over your life and you look at the person and say, lie, in Jesus' name, that word is not for me. People will look at you and say, everything, human soul is spiritual. That's when people have entered trouble. Somebody said something about them around them. Rather than them switching into the spirit and saying, no, that's not for me. You still need to joke. Because if I talk now, they say I'm too spiritual. You are losing ground. That's what you are doing. You are losing ground. Let us wake up. Let's wake up. If God is calling you to do something, come to the leadership. The problem with us again is that no reverence for agbalagbas anymore. Once we get something like this, something comes to your brain. Rather than come and say, sir, I feel the Lord is saying this to me. Next thing, Otipe megaphone. Otinlo. That is another problem that this generation has. Your faith can drive you, but let it drive you properly. Seek counsel. Seek help. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you come to them, They can even do as if Oyogi told me of a story of, was it Bishop Bankole that it happened to, went to Baba Dari then and said God was sending him to do some, or somebody else, I wouldn't know. And Baba kept quiet. Baba didn't say anything. And then the man, Baba said he would go and pray. And the man came after a long time and said, "But God is telling me that you know." He said, "Did I tell you that I did not know?" Sometimes our readiness not to wait and listen to counsel is the problem that we have. What is your faith going to bring? See, by this same faith, you should profit. You don't have any other life that you live anymore. As I am, I cannot steal. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? It's too late for some of us to steal. Some of us have had small, a student told, walked up to our ancestor, I ain't let Jaffi. Say, you know, fellow Motuni. Like the other people, we know how we gather this money for them. I said, Pele, Eshe, Jassi, praise God. We have the opportunity to. But for some of us, something is still late. Oti Pedro. Sometimes I look at some guys, and I say, God, you know, they are born again now. I say, God, but some of us, you even allow us to even put mouth at all. Why? It's now too late. It's too late. Hallelujah. It means that this faith that I say I profess must make way for me. If it doesn't make way for me, then I don't have any other choice. I don't have any other option. And I shouldn't be passive about it. I've got to be conscious of it. That is because of this same faith. This same faith that will make me see the face of the Lord someday is the same faith that will put food on my table. Oh, Lord, not me. It's like you want to sweat like every other man on the streets. You want to achieve everything by your strength, by your sweating. If you want to do that, you are free. You will do well. You will prosper. How can you pay? You will cost in life. You will do well. You will try. But for me, I have left. You know, it's God caused the ground for the sake of it. I said from this, say you will eat. Say you said for you, and somebody posted something on WhatsApp and was praying for him for the new month and say every drop of your sweat will produce, and I said this is error. It's not my sweat. If it's my sweat, then I will remain. It's not my sweat. Listen to me, you may not have millions, but you can have all that you ever need. You can have all that you ever need. People who have will envy you. Abimelech came to, was it Abimelech that came to Abraham? A whole rabbi who came to Abraham and said, "I know that God is with you. Please just make cut a covenant with me that when your children have grown, they will not overrun." And I tell people, don't let the world intimidate you. They love your kind of life. They wish they were living it. Some of them are tired of what they are going through. They are tired. Some of those boys, you see, that is why if God gives you grace and you have access to a G boy or a Yahoo boy, please talk to them. They are tired of it. Some of them want to die next month now. They wish there was a way out. The reason why they are giving, there's no way you will see death and you will not fear. They are afraid. Forget all this talk about me. I just want to enjoy life. 5 years, let me just do it. I don't care. 5 years, let me die. When the day of the death is coming close, some of them have died many times before the death actually came. By this same faith, you should stand. The Bible says that by this same faith, women got their dead ones brought back to life. When some people conquered kingdoms, they overthrew kingdoms. Said they stopped the mouth of lions. What do you think took those Hebrew boys into the fire? It was not stature. Hello? You think it was stature? It wasn't stature. It was faith. That I am a Jew. I don't bow to idols. The problem is that you don't see that one as faith. The only thing you see as faith is I believe, I receive. I believe, I receive. You don't also see that it is faith when you see an idol and you say, this one, I will not bow to it. That one is faith. Hallelujah. And that's why we find a lot of us out there. You know, the people stealing money, many of them attend our churches too. It doesn't stop them. Like Padogi was saying that if you see a civil servant that is super rich, go and check. He's a thief. And check. And they attend our churches. They are deacons. They are elders. They are... That's not the kind of faith I'm talking to you about. I'm talking about a faith that wins by righteousness. I'm talking about a faith that survives by righteousness. A faith that is willing to go all the way with God. Whether the answer comes or the answer has not come, I am what? I am staying with God until God does this. Not a faith that will go out there and go and make children out of wedlock because there are no children in the union. I pray none of us will get to that point. In the name of Jesus. Let your faith tear you up and start doing something. In business, start doing something. In academics, start doing something. Whatever you find yourself to do, this same faith that we profess can propel you. Hallelujah. This same faith can propel you. This same faith can prosper you. Forget that some people have bastardized the doctrine, the teaching, but the Holy Ghost instituted it in the first place. It can. You can't afford to judge. You are not ordinary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many of those things you saw those men do, it was teaching some faith that propelled men to, I don't know if you look at somebody like Bishop Oyedepo, who he was and who he is now, you will wonder, what is the connection? If you hear those people's story, if you say people are as poor as church rats, you will hear. Okay? So we should allow our faith to propel us. Don't just be a passive, kingdom person. Be active. Hallelujah. We are going to be engaging. We are still in this world, though we are not of this world. And we are going to be engaging things. You are going to be engaging people, the good, the bad, and the what? And the ugly. You are going to face circumstances. Satan will resist you. He will try. Where we read this morning, Paul said, we tried to come and see your face. But Satan did what? He resisted us. He will keep resisting children of God. As far as he knows that you are a child of God. As far as he knows that something is big, he wants to, there's going to be an exchange between God and you. He will stay there, no matter how insignificant that thing can be. So you should be able to know when it is warfare. You should be able to know when it is God not giving me this thing. You should be able to know when it is Satan standing in the way. As I close, recently I had a dream. I saw my uncles, people from my father's family. You know, I've not even told my wife this. They gathered in my sitting room. I didn't see my parents there, but I saw my uncles, I saw everybody gathered. They were all looking at me. And I was trying to make excuse. I'm better than some of your children now. They were like, you know, they were having this, they didn't talk, but it was this feeling of, oh, Biriwa. And I was saying, what's people's problem? I'm even better than some of your children. How many of your children asked about my parents and all that? And I woke up and I was like, what kind of meeting is this? There are some things I'm bailing out of. Some things are prevalent in my family. I'm coming out of it. When you start coming out of it, they will call you to a meeting and say, what are you at? Do you want to be different? A lady came to me recently and began to x-ray her family, all her sisters, all of them. They got pregnant before. The ones that did not get pregnant are finding it difficult getting married. She didn't see it that way. When I opened, I said, it's true. It's true. There are battles to fight. There are things to stand. There are things to push. Please, don't just go like that. Fine, you will leave this earth and go. But you have children you are leaving behind. If those things plague you, they shouldn't plague your children. You should stop it. You should stand. Anywhere you see any stray movement around you, Satan doing anything around you, catch him. You are the policeman in that family. Catch him. Hold him. Tell him that it won't continue. Hallelujah. We should take our position. Becoming fathers, becoming mothers, becoming whatever, it is still the same faith by which we are going to war, by which we are going to prosper. Can we rise to our feet in Jesus' name? What is your faith pushing you to do? If your faith is not pushing you, if your faith allows you to sit down and be passive, if your faith allows you to not war, if your faith allows you to not resist, if your faith allows you to not stand and say, I am watching this gate, nothing comes in and nothing goes out. I want us to lift our voice and say, God, teach me how to war by faith. Teach me how to win by faith. Teach me how to win by faith. Teach me how to navigate by faith. It is by faith. It doesn't matter how long. It may be 1 year, it may be 2 years, it may be 3 years. But listen, our faith will speak for us. We are not victims of circumstances. Jesus said from the days of John the Baptist, say violent people have been pressing. Some of these issues, if you don't take care of them, it's not good. They will hamper us in our journey. Even in our journey of faith, they will hamper us. You must know, in Jesus' name we have prayed, you must know that it's not only you and God that is traveling this journey. You have an adversary. Hallelujah. Because some of you think it's just me and God. Once me and God are okay. But we read the story of Pinahegan. He was talking with Jesus and there was a demon that was pouring black ink and trying to break the communication. And Jesus told him that if you don't address that guy, sorry, I can't help you. So don't think that it's me and God alone that are in it. Listen, you have an adversary. And one thing your faith will do for you, apart from making you become like Jesus, your faith will also make you resist the enemy. But if you don't resist the enemy, and we don't put him short in his tracks, he won't let us get there. Imagine what Hagin would have missed that day. Imagine he would have lost, and that thing he missed, he may not come back until another 250 years when Jesus will start revealing it to another person. Can we trust the Lord and say that by faith and by righteousness I am going to win? Even in this earth, by faith and by righteousness, I shut the mouth of the enemy. He says, be vigilant, be sober. He said, for your enemy, the devil is roaring about like an angry lion, looking for whom to devour. He says, whom you should resist, steadfast in the faith. Lord, we receive the shield of faith. The shield of faith. The shield of faith. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.